Now I had to search far and wide to find a guy who actually watches more film than I do. And Mike, I got to give it up to you, man, because I watch you on the draft. You know a little bit of something about every guy in that draft. What is this time of year like for you?
A little bit hectic, but it's fun because I get an opportunity. All these kids we've watched on tape, and they kind of come to life for you, you know, at the Senior Bowl, the East-West game, and then the pro days. They're out here in a pair of gym shorts. They're working hard. It's kind of fun to watch the individual coaches work them out. And then when a guy like Bill Belichick jumps into the drill, he gets their attention. Mm-hmm. And it was fun watching those defensive linemen light up when Bill jumped in that D-line drill.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, you look at NC State right now and the job that Coach Dorn is doing, yep. You know from looking at the players on this field, this program is on the up and up.
The last time there were four defensive linemen from one college taken in a draft was LSU in 2013, and that's if you include Mingo, Barkevious mm-hmm. Mingo, as a D lineman. Mm-hmm. So it tells you how far they've come when you're talking about four defensive linemen probably all getting drafted. They've got a tailback like Hines who can do everything. They've got an H-back like Samuels. This program's on the move.
Well, Mike, look at this time of year. These guys have been through the All-Star Games. Yep. Well, they had their season, All-Star yep. Games, Combine. At this point, what do scouts and coaches need to see?
Well, I think it's less about what they see out here on the field. Yeah, you want to work a kid out, get your hands on him, see what kind of power he has and quickness and strength. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of it is kind of getting into meeting rooms, watching film with them, and more than anything, getting to know the kid. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to draft, whether it's Bradley Chubb in the first round or one of these other guys on the third day, if you're going to draft a kid and invest in the kid, the more you know about him before you do that, the better you're going to do, better job you're going to do drafting him. So it's really about getting to know the kid, his football IQ, and what makes him tick.
Well, Mike, I know from here you're going on to pro days elsewhere, but yeah. We appreciate you taking time.
Go Panthers.